This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, once again, we have Dr. Nikki Martinez, who works as an independent medical expert at the federal level and has been an adjunct professor for the past 13 years. She also works as an independent consultant for various individuals, groups, and organizations as she continues to see a small caseload of individual and couple patients through telemental health services on a regular basis. Martinez is the lead contributor for EverydayPower.com, and on today's topic, we're covering reasons adult coloring books are great for your mental, emotional, and intellectual health. Certainly looking forward to the conversation, and Dr. Martinez, always great to have you on the program.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's great to be back.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome. Always great to have you with us. So, Dr. Martinez, for starters, is it true that the practice of prescribing adult coloring stems all the way back to the late psychologist Carl Jung? Let's start there.
It does, actually. He started the idea of prescribing adult coloring. There weren't books, obviously, at the time, but they weren't as popular as there's many, many to choose from now. But he did. He always was ahead of his time. And he used to think of it as that it would help patients to access their subconscious or new self-knowledge, as he called it. But now we know that mental health professionals suggest this to patients as an alternative for many means. Some of it is meditation or a means of relaxation. It can also be used as a calming tool, but it helps the individual to focus on acts, if we think about it, such as coloring intricate patterns and pictures for hours on end, versus focusing on troubling or intrusive thoughts.
And speaking of thoughts, here's a thought. What types of emotional and mental health issues can adult coloring books actually help with?
They can actually help with a wide range of issues. For many of us, boredom, lack of structure, stress are the greatest triggers for any of us for anything, but for especially with people with mental health issues, they can be huge triggers. So obsessive compulsive disorder and various anxiety related disorders, many stress related disorders such as PTSD, depressive disorders, eating and binge related disorders, anger management are all some of the most common ones that we will see. And these help take the time and focus in coloring off of these and help the people focus off of their negative issues and habits and focus in a safe, productive way. But also specifically when it comes to things such as PTSD, anxiety, and other stress-related disorders, they help an individual to calm down the amygdala, which is the part of the brain that controls our flight or fight response. And it keeps them from being in this heightened state of worry or panic and hypervigilance that we're in when that's active. And so coloring helps us to refocus and keep us in a more harmless space and calm down that activity. And so we can actually keep that fight or flight response down and let your brain have that much needed rest and relaxation. And this is an exceptionally productive way to and welcome outlet for individuals who are sort of constantly in that state.
And thank you for the feedback. That is most helpful, and I'm sure you have grabbed the attention of the audience on this topic as well. Now, coloring can obviously bring us back to simpler times, but you also note that the coloring has intellectual benefits as well. Could you say a little bit about that?
Of course. We do tend to think of it, obviously, as enjoyable, which it also is, so it's got many benefits. But it also helps us to work on focus and concentration. It helps in problem solving and organizational skills. And this may sound like I'm stretching its usefulness like far past what it is, but it is true because it helps us to utilize our frontal lobe of the brain, which is responsible for higher level activities. So coloring actually helps us work on detailed pictures. It activates all those properties. It helps us work on complex color schemes, balance. And so when we're making pictures and color schemes that are aesthetically pleasing, so it actually is working on all of those concepts, even when we're just coloring a simple picture and deciding what looks pleasing.
Really some great insight, a great focus here today. We're speaking with Dr. Nikki Martinez, who works as an independent medical expert at the federal level and is a lead contributor for EverydayPower.com. She's joined us once again here on eHealth Radio's Emotional Health, Psychology, and Relationship channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, you noted that coloring utilizes both sides of the brain, so not only as it applies to your field, but what other areas can this be used in for treatment?
Yes, coloring does actually use, and people tend to always have the old trope that artists are, you know, right side of the brain, but that is actually not true. They're often more a 50-50 side of the brain, because coloring actually does utilize both sides of the brain, the right and left hemisphere. And this is about balance, color choice, applying pencil to paper, working on that problem solving and fine motor skills. So not only do mental health professionals use it, but often occupational therapists will use this as well. When we think about in occupational therapy, they're retraining the brain and skills and when you're making difficult designs, you're actually doing that as well. And so occupational therapists will often use this as early steps into helping people redefine and relearn fine motor skills. When it comes to, you noted as a practice of mindfulness, which has therapeutic and health benefits as well. Doing coloring therapy can actually help us to replace negative thoughts and replace them with positive and pleasant ones. Doing therapeutic artwork can help reduce feelings of anxiety and unpleasantness associated with lengthy medical treatments. We can focus on placing a project in our hand. An object can replace a negative and unhelpful thought that's entering our minds at any point, and we can focus for an extended period of time on that instead of on an extended period of time on something negative.
Lastly, Dr. Martinez, adult coloring books clearly help serve many purposes that are beneficial. What are some thoughts you would like to leave listeners with today on today's topic?
Despite what people may have thought in the past, that clearly just what we've gone over today, there's so much more to coloring than people might have thought before in the past. They can help with focus. They have therapeutic uses. They're relaxing and calming. They help with problem solving and organization. Fine motor skills, if that's something that they or someone they know is working on. They help people who are in long-term recovery, in independent care facility, or who's recovering in a nursing home long-term. So there really are just so many uses. They're not just a fad. Even if you only end up with something that's aesthetically pleasing or you did your best on the outcome, they're worth a try. So I hope people give it a little thought.
Well, thanks for covering this topic, Dr. Martinez. Certainly look forward to the next time you visit with us here today. If listeners wanted to connect with you or to tap into your resources, where's the best place to do so?
They can reach me through my website at drnikkimartinez.com. That's drnikkimartinez.com. At LinkedIn, Nikki, N-I-K-K-I hyphen Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z, or I would love if they would check out any of my articles at everydaypower.com, and they can just put in a keyword, Nikki Martinez, and my articles will come up.
And of course, listeners, you can find all links within the show notes of this broadcast. As always, Dr. Martinez, all the best. Look forward to our next conversation right here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
And it's always our pleasure. Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Nikki Martinez, who works as an independent medical expert at the federal level and is the lead contributor for EverydayPower.com. And for further details and for contact, visit drnikkimartinez.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.